There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
It's Drive Live. I'm just going through some of the texts for Lost Word, and I'll play it one more time just in case you missed it. But this is today's Lost Word.
The Lost Word.
Questions that made students cry.
So we had from Chris McCarty, grandmother questions. Grandmother questions make kids...
Where did that made students cry.
Where's that from? I don't know. No idea. Yeah. Michelle, you thought it might have been, first of all, you thought it was biology, didn't you?
Because that can be a tough subject.
Yeah, and then you went with personal questions.
Yeah.
Which no one likes those, really, do they?
No.
Tim?
I'm not worried, particularly. Existential?
You went with art, didn't you?
I went with art, yeah. Yes. But I liked existential. That, for some reason, that makes me laugh. Mathematical, says Dr. Carthy.
Yeah, life. No name on that one. Yeah. Fair enough. Anthony thinks it might be rhetorical.
Good.
Sam thinks it's history. Chandan thinks it's size. Could be still talking about the diamonds.
I think he is.
You never know. Calculus, someone else has said. Alan thinks it's onion. See the logic in that. Someone else thinks it's onion as well. Not Alan, someone else as well.
What's the logic in onion? Because apart from
onions,
the tears.
Yeah, because if you cut
Is that
onions,
all it is?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the joke? Oh, okay.
It's not like a joke, it's just a fact. Onions can make people cry.
This is true, yeah.
So, yes, one thinks it's questions about their future. Yeah, also quite difficult. Okay, again, I'm just going to say this one more time. Because if you Google the answer, you're only cheating yourself.
True.
So, just play along. And
we play along as well. We don't know. Tim and I don't know.
Yeah, we're too frightened to not play along, though, aren't we?
And Chris McCarty, every time he finishes the sport, comes around and he wants to know
what the answer is. He's genuinely
interested. He loved the one at the golf about snoring. He's going to try and implement the pineapple plant, I think. Good for him. Anyway, the answer today.
If you miss that, by the way, if you snore and it's a problem, if it's an issue at home, you need a pineapple plant in the room, don't you? Because it stops snoring.
According to NASA.
Yeah, that's what NASA says.
So, the Lost Word, informative and educational. Anyway, today, the answer is maths. Maths question that made students cry. And this was a question in the end of year exams in New Zealand. And it was so hard, it left some students crying in frustration that it's now sparked an open letter by teachers to the New Zealand Qualifications Authority because they're complaining the exam was too hard, so that this exam was for level one and this question came from level two. I'll read out the question, but I mean it's really difficult. Holes are drilled through a 2-meter long horizontal board. The rope passes through the holes to make the seat of the swing. The height of the seat is 1.2 meters above the ground. The question is this: how far apart the holes in the board need to be if the shape of the rope above the seat stays the same? Give your answer to 2 decimal places. Now these kids were like, we haven't learnt that.
No, well, this is the thing. If you haven't learnt it, how are you...
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been inundated with complaints. The parents are outraged. The children are in tears. The teachers can't believe it. The New Zealand Herald has even been inundated with complaints. Oh, it's just awful.
Do you know
terrible
one of that's,
situation there.
But that's one of the things about being a parent, because as your kids get older, the questions get harder. So at the weekend, I'm doing electrical circuits homework with my daughter, right? And she was doing it online because it's all online now. So you put questions in and then it gives you 3 goes to get it. But I'll be completely honest. I didn't know the answers. So what I did, and I thought it was a cunning plan at the time, I just said, well, you have to make the mistakes and learn and go through it. And she was like, and then she was getting really frustrated because neither of us knew. And we ran out of time and the internet blew up. And then, you know, the world ended. But it was really hard.
I know. There does come a point, though, when the questions become so difficult and advanced, you can't help your children.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, well, so maths questions make children cry. Nothing changes,
true.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Trending today.
A long time ago.
Ah, Tim. Anyway, trending today. Tim mentioned Serena Williams is involved in an advert. It is for Gatorade, the sports drink giant. And a big, big budget ad. You know, they spend millions of dollars on this kind of thing. And it shows Williams cuddling her 3-month-old daughter. And she shares lessons she's learned from her remarkable career. Now, there's been a bit of a hoo-ha about this. Have a listen.
I'm sorry.
Have a listen.
It's a baby. What's your baby doing in the advert?
Baby girl. I won't mind if you play tennis badly. I won't mind if you choose to never pick up a racket. But I beg you, In this game of life, please keep playing, no matter what. Just like it taught me, sports will teach you to be strong.
Lions on three.
One, two, three, Lions!
You'll discover the power and grace for your body.
I've just gone off her.
So, this is the advert. This has had 3 million views since it launched overnight. But why people are talking about it, the reason it's gone viral is it's not actually her 3-month-old daughter, yeah. Olympia. They brought in an actor to play the baby. Yeah. So, it's just, you know, the message seems to be, I'm giving my daughter some advice. It's not even her daughter. Anyway, that's gone viral. 3 million views. Move along before Tim gets really grumpy. This now, I'm going to play this and I want you to guess what game show it's from.
Okay.
Start up!
I know what this is. I'm sure I know what this is.
Do you?
Oops.
Michelle thinks she knows.
Is it Takeshi's Castle?
No, it's not Takeshi's Castle.
Is it Slippery Stairs?
It is Slippery Stairs! How did you know?
That's the best show of all time.
It's basically people in Japan. Honestly, Michelle, no joke, this has had like 2 million views this recent episode.
Brilliantly
and,
funny.
Yeah, the stairs are slippery and they were all dressed up a bit like Power Rangers. So there's put someone in a yellow one,
there's a green,
there's
yellow,
a green
red,
one, a red one.
Yeah.
And they have to battle over the slippery stairs. Just imagine stairs covered in clear slime and they have to try and make their way up them. That's essentially it.
Oh my gosh. I love Takeshi's Castle, so I'm watching this tonight. What's Slippery Stairs?
Slippery Stairs, yeah. And the stairs are properly slippery. I'm not going to tell you who won. I've seen that episode.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Slippery Stairs. I can't believe you knew it. I'm impressed.
But the thing is, once one goes, it's the domino effect and everybody slides down.
Are they all going at the same time?
Yeah. Oh, it's a right old scrum.
You've got to climb stairs, but of course they're greased.
Is there any like banister to hold on to?
No, it's much harder than
that. Sounds dangerous.
It's a gentle stairs. It's not very steep, but it's very funny.
The challenge is on. Finally, there's a tribute to The Bodyguard, the film The Bodyguard, at the American Music Awards. See if you can guess who's singing the songs from The Bodyguard in this clip.
I will always love you. Take my life, take me forward. I'll never change all my colours for you.
I love it when they do that really massive, overly efforted singing thing.
Over-singing.
Is that Christina, what's her name, Aguilera?
I was going to say the same thing.
Well done, yes, it's Christina Aguilera. And they basically did this medley because it was 25 years since the film The Bodyguard was released. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You can believe that. Half a lifetime ago, Tim.
I wish it was longer.
Yes. Well, they decided to do that because obviously Whitney Houston has passed away. They wanted to have someone to come and do the songs. And there was quite, I think a lot of people, it's fair to say, weren't particularly impressed with Christina Aguilera. It's gone viral because they think Pink, who she's had a long-running feud with, has sort of was grimacing throughout the performance. But I don't think Pink was alone. I think a few other people were sort of saying this wasn't fantastic. It was pitchy, as Simon Cowell might say. So, yeah, there was a bit of a backlash to this tribute, but Christina said it's made my childhood dreams come true, one of my idols, and I got to do it. And Pink did tweet later on and said, look, I support women, and good for Christina. I wasn't grimacing. It was just one of the shots that was captured of me on the night.
That's the trending segment today. In a couple of minutes' time, the Music Scoop, we will have for you 90s chart toppers, 80s icons, a couple of 70s heartthrobs. And just bear in mind, it kind of ends with a tinge of sadness tonight because we're going to have a small tribute to David Cassidy. Right, 1981 began 10 weeks at number one today. It's another time when that video came out. 1981, number one in the UK.
Under pressure.
Queen.
Under pressure.
David Bowie. David Bowie's first released collaboration with another recording artist as well.
There you go, 1981. 1987, this person knocked Tiffany off the number one position in the US with his version of a song by Tommy James. The other version was another Tommy James song. Here she come now, say moaning, moaning. Billy Idol, that's Moany Moany, number one today, 1992. Their debut, their only top chart-topping single. The only thing is, which one was Charles and which one was Eddie? Nobody knows to this day. Cause
Charles had the long hair.
Did he?
Yeah.
Had the long hair. Well, then that sorted something out for me. Do you know whose birthday it is today?
Charles and Eddie's. No, they're the same person.
Yeah, Charles, Eddie, something. Bjork, her birthday today. She's 52. Also, Dr. John. It's his birthday. I've been in a right place,
but it must have been the wrong time. That's a tune. I'd have said the right thing. I was going to make a terrible Bjork joke.
Do you want to?
No, I don't think I want to.
No, now you can't announce a joke and then not do a joke. You have to now do the joke.
It's like the Robbie Williams joke from yesterday.
We need to be careful, don't we?
No, okay.
Turn
the
mic off.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
Robbie
on,
did not do
on.
Anything with Kylie that we know of. So anyway, look, we're going to finish that. It was Dr. John, Right Place, Wrong Time, which is a great song. David Cassidy.
They did a
wildly,
duet.
I know they did. Wildly popular in the 70s. And if you think of a heartthrob, 70s heartthrob, I think David Cassidy is the one. He is very ill at the moment. He's in critical condition. Organ failure he's suffered. He's in a hospital in Fort Lauderdale. But the show that really launched him, he played a character called Keith Partridge in The Partridge Family. And coincidentally, today is the anniversary of when that song, or this song, I should say, I Think I Love You, was number one. So, as a tribute to David Cassidy, hopefully he recovers, it's The Partridge Family. I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Have to worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
It's really the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Partridge Family.
My mum's clearly listening. She's texted and said, oh, David Cassidy, your Auntie Julie's favourite.
He was, I mean, if you think of a heartthrob, name a heartthrob from the 70s, top of the list. He's really, really ill at the moment. Hopefully David Cassidy can recover. That's the Partridge Family. 1970 was the year, number one today in America. That's pretty much it on Drive Life
yes.
for today.
We're back tomorrow.
Hopefully.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.